You see, God may have talked to somebody besides Abraham and his crowd. But maybe there's a connection between Shem and Abraham and his crowd. You see, the truths of the Bible are not limited to the Bible. They're just more purely kept there. God chose an oracle people to be the custodians. One of the great problems of the Gnostic Gospel, some of whom are absolute heresy, but included in the so-called Gnostic Gospel collection recently discovered, is the Gospel of Thomas that's not Gnostic at all. The 29th chapter of the book of Acts, those recent archaeological finds, Bible Archaeological Review in its most recent issue, has an astounding recent discovery of a Gospel of Mark fragment with some additional verses on the end, very close in the sense of being recently discovered addition to the 29th chapter of Acts. But because these elements, once the canonization of Scripture took place, by men I'm not that sure were absolutely pins in the hand of God, then all outside of that canonized pot did not get the critical attention and careful preservation that canonized Scriptures got. The message was told, hey, God led the children of Israel out of Egypt unto Moses. And at Sinai, he was talked to, if we are to believe the book that is apocryphal, that's in the three that we have been, thank God, sending out to you since Craig finally got them printed. An angel revealed to Moses, but he was also taught in all the mystery and wisdom of Egypt. Before they went down to Egypt, God had talked to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Diodorus of Sicily says two exoduses took place. The group that went with Moses, but prior to them, during the upheavals when Upper Egypt drove out the foreign rulers and put the ordinary descendants of Jacob into bondage. Many left by ships. The descendants of Ephraim to land in Spain. The tribes of Dan to push on to Italy. To Ireland, also in Italy. To settle in Greece. To settle in Thrace. To pursue the holy cities by ship up the Black Sea in search of the Golden Fleece to Colchis. All of these people, I have yet to find anybody can prove the contrary, this recently discovered and for centuries unknown culture called the Hittites that begins to make sense of the wish-wash of affairs in the Palestinian area holding Egypt at bay before Syria and Assyria came to strength. That Hittite kingdom was ruled over by none other than the brethren of Abraham that settled in Haran and named the city Haran when they settled there because that was Abram's brother. The people of Padan-Aram, which is the same name as for Haran, to which Abram would send his servant to get a wife for Isaac, to which Jacob, when he fled his father Isaac, would go to find a wife among the brethren of his family. They move on across the Armenian plateau to rule the Hittites in that kingdom. All of these people, remember, again in those apocryphal books we've given you, the reason Abram had faith, he was prophesied over and had to flee or be hidden from Nimrod's wrath and was literally taught by Noah and Shem. And I'll bet you anything you want to bet that Noah settled on Crete and provided the basis for that great mysterious Minoan civilization that had no fortifications because it controlled the sea. And the greatest boat builder of them all was Noah. You can't understand history if you don't understand God's doings in history. Now, God talked to a lot of people. And here in the middle of Africa are these people And furthermore, we are told, the Dogon say, that no more will come again. A certain star in the sky will appear once more and will be the testament to the Nomo's resurrection. They say when Nomo originally landed on earth, he crushed the fox, thus marking his future dominion over the earth which the fox had had. I'm boring you. The Dogon centered of life and religion on this glorious panoply of solar and planetary activity of which they know. But the heart and soul of their system, everything is centered on that star Sirius B, the invisible companion of Sirius A, and the one we haven't yet discovered, Sirius C. Where did they get this information? Huh? Well, you who know your mythology know of Jason and his 50 oarsmen who sought the Golden Fleece. Sheer myth. Just like Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. Sheer myth. Until Schliemann began to dig, reading it as a Bible, and discovered Troy right where Homer said it was. He ran, as Achilles did, and determined that what other historians and scientists were saying was the site couldn't be the site. He took Homer like a Bible and discovered it. The Argonauts have been lifted into mythology in the oft-told tale of heroes in many cultures. By the way, circumcision is fundamental to the Dogon culture. We shall recall, if we read the Argonautica, that the Argonauts were... Oh, I'm boring you. You don't want to hear about this. No interest in this. Well, let's go back a little bit. Herodotus was the father of history, that Greek historian. He says in Book 2, pages 103 and 106, it is undoubtedly a fact that the Colchians are of Egyptian descent. Now, who are the Colchians? Well, the story of the Golden Fleece, you will remember that story of the two that were fleeing on the golden ram, and one of them fell off, Hela, and she fell into the Dardanelles where the Bosporus Straits are now, and that's where it got its name, Hellespont. The fleece ends up in the hands of the ruler near Colchis on the south shore of the Black Sea. And the Golden Fleece is guarded by a dragon perpetually. Something lost in the possession of the dragon. That's the heart of the myth. Jason, when he comes of age, seeks his inheritance and is told he can only get his inheritance if he goes and reclaims the Golden Fleece. Now, I will teach on these holy sites, the Delphi, Colchis, why there were Hittites at Hebron, why Abram went to Hebron, why some Jews still fight today. There's a cult of the Jews that hate David for changing the holy city of Judah from Hebron into Benjamin's territory of Jerusalem. Hebron was one of the ancient holy sites for a reason. Colchis was one of them. It was Egyptians. To Herodotus, they were all Egyptians, if they came from Egypt. Let me just jump and short-circuit it all. Not only did they leave Egypt under Moses in the Exodus, as I've said, many left Egypt by sea. It was sons of Jacob through Zarah, sons of Judah through Zarah, that founded the city-states and brought the culture of Egypt into Greece. The Aborigines of Greece did not found the Grecian culture. Thanks to Cyrus Gordon and his successors, we now know the common source is Egypt, from which the culture that flows into Palestine under Moses and the culture that flows to the city-states that found themselves all across the entire Aegean world from Troy to Athens. Likewise, it was these same seafaring ones during the period that the sons of Joseph, or rather the sons of Jacob, the brethren of Joseph, ruled in Lower Egypt. Herodotus recognized it was from Egypt they went to Colchis. The Colchians, the Egyptians, and the Ethiopians are the only races, Herodotus says, from which ancient times have practiced circumcision. The Phoenicians and the Syrians of Palestine themselves admit they adopted the practice from Egypt, and the Syrians who live near the rivers Thermodon and Parthenius, as well as the neighbors, the Macronians, say they learned it only a short time ago from the Colchians. To Herodotus, they were all Egyptians, Syrians, and Phoenicians. To Bible students, Jacob was the king of Canaan. Wherever Abraham's influence was going, except when they were under the bondage in Egypt, or out of step as they wandered through the wilderness, and returned to that right of separateness that God established on them at Gilgal after they crossed Jordan River. All of these roots, or rather limbs, grow from the same root. The Dogon also. How come? Jason and his Argonauts go to Colchis and then set sail. Leaving Colchis, the Argonauts were blown off course to Libya. Let's go back to the map of Africa. Am I boring you?
No, sir.
Sure I am.
No, sir.
Where? There it is. Here's Libya, where Gaddafi reigns supreme and holds the oil of the world at bay, next door to Egypt. The Argonauts, who had gone up to the Black Sea to Colchis, are blown off course, apparently returning to Egypt, end up in Libya. Now, Libya is east and north of Mali, where the Dogon are. They were stranded in Libya for some time. In his book, Herodian Inquiries, Seth Bernardet speaks of the Garamantes, a people to whom he gives an alternative name, the Gampasantes. They are described in Herodotus, Book 4, after 178, as inhabitants of further inland to the southward from Libya. In Libya, where wild beasts are found. At 179, Herodotus, the Greek historian, connects Jason and the Argonauts' visit to Libya with the eventual foundation in Libya of 100 Grecian cities. Bernadette's comments in his book connect the Argos. Now, mythology so confuses many stories and welds them together. You don't know where one takes off and another begins. There are some mythological areas that connect Noah and his ark, because the word Argo means ark. But you turn around and say, since the first ark was the first boat that they needed, subsequent boats in many languages cognated the word into their culture. I prefer the Herodian view that from Egypt they went to Colchis, back to Libya, blown off course, built 100 cities. Herodotus first indicates how closely Libya, Egypt, Scythia, and Greece are joined. The ancestors of Cyrene's founders were descendants of Jason's companions, who sailed to Colchis, on the eastern shore of the Black Sea, and the third generation from these Argonauts were expelled from Limnos. by the very same Pelagians who later abducted Athenian women from Brauron, where a cult of Artemis Iphigenia was practiced, just as among the Tyrians in the Crimea. Jason is said to have been carried off course to Libya. Cyrene is the melting pot of Egyptian, Libyan, and Scythian things. Its founding suggests the Scythian account of their origins. They said that the golden objects fell from heaven, which flashed fire when the two older brothers, and he goes on and on, I want to skip on. Robert Graves, another famous anthropologist and historian, got his information on the Garamantians going to the Upper Niger. The Upper Niger is in Mali, by way of Libya, from a series of books by Eva Merowitz, an anthropologist who spent many years studying the Akan tribe of Ghana directly south of the Dogon. Graves paraphrases her book. The Akan people result from an ancient southward immigration of Libyo-Berbers, cousins to the pre-Hellenic population of Greece, from the Sahara Desert oases, and their intermarriage at Timbuktu with the Niger River Negroes. Timbuktu, or Timbuktu, is the nearest big city to the Dogon. Graves continues, in the 11th century, they moved still further south to what is now Ghana. I might point out that the path of migration from Timbuktu to Ghana goes straight through the country of the Dogon, whose territory is directly south of Timbuktu. So it is quite clear by now that peoples intimately connected with the Sirius tradition came from Greece, before that Colchis, before that Egypt, to Libya, and thence south to the Libyan oases of the Sahara, thence further southwest past the Sahara to Timbuktu and the region of the Dogon, where they mingled with the natives of the Dogon region, took their local language for themselves, eventually becoming indistinguishable from the local African population in appearance and speech, but retaining their old tradition brought to them by the Argonauts as their most secret doctrines. There's something incredible in the survival of the Argonauts in the obscure reaches of the French Sudan. In fact, these people seem to be direct descendants of Lemnian Greeks who claim to be the grandsons of the actual Argonauts. There's a further connection between the Sirius system and Argos and Danaus. Now, Danaus was himself the son of Libya by Poseidon. Danaus was also sent to rule Libya. However, the connection with Egypt is also strong because Danaus' twin brother was called Aegyptos, of whom we read, Aegyptos was given Arabia as his kingdom, but also subdued the country of the black-footed people, the Egyptians, and named it Egypt after himself. 50 sons were born to him of various mothers. We see Danaus' twin brother had 50 sons and Danaus had 50 daughters. Danaus learns that his brother wishes on born you. Yes, you all sitting over there coughing and crooping and looking bored. I just don't quit. How are you? God would strike me dead if I would finish something in one night. He has commissioned me to be a dangler. Let me summarize all that highfalutin stuff. If you read the closing chapters of Genesis, it's very clear that the second wave of Hyksos shepherd kings were none other than Jacob and his family. Jacob was not a poor shepherd. He was king of Canaan. He blessed the Pharaoh. You don't bless the Pharaoh. Drop dead if you come in his presence without his permission. No scabby shepherd comes in and blesses Pharaoh unless there is a recognition of his preeminence. They said we'd be shepherds when they were introduced. To this day, the Egyptians hate shepherds because twice they were ruled over by foreign shepherd kings. You read the closing of Genesis, and Joseph ends up owning everything. He owns all the land, all the cattle, all the money. and moves the people around like sharecropping checkers. He settles his brethren in the best territory. They're shepherd kings who took Egypt over without a battle. Exodus cryptically opens up saying, a Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph. History records, Upper Egypt was led by a Pharaoh in a rebellion who threw out the shepherd kings. There was a war getting rid of them. As always, the rulers leave, get away. The common people stay in bondage. And the descendants that remained were placed in slavery. Diodorus of Sicily, I've already quoted, speaks of many exoduses. While they ruled, Dan took to ships. Ephraim took to ships. They plied the Mediterranean. I haven't yet talked to you about who the Sea Peoples were, that great mysterious conquering group that harassed the Mediterranean for years. What's the origin of the Philistines? And why did Dan not conquer its territory and David have to contend with Philistines in the area of Dan and Simeon? These descendants of Jacob were plying the Mediterranean, including Jason and his Argonauts. They go to Colchis. It's confused with some of the mythological roots in Noah, because Noah settled on Crete, as Ham settled in Egypt, and as Shem came as the leader of the first shepherd kings and challenged his rule of Egypt. We forget that when Abraham was born, Noah and Shem were very much alive. And as the apocryphal book says, he was taught living with Noah and Shem. God had chosen an oracle people. Josephus says, the descendants of Seth, knowing the Holocaust was coming upon the earth, put their knowledge to preserve it in two monuments, one in the territory of Babylon, made of brick, which no longer stands, first century, Josephus is writing, the other in a monument of stone, which Josephus in the first century says is standing today in the land of Syriac, which is Egypt. They worship Sirius in Egypt. It's from Egypt, but from earlier source of information, the knowledge is carried through the Argonauts to Libya, southward to the Dogon people, and God in his own little way preserves that little pocket of knowledge in Central Africa, just to be able to say, I was there. You know, we get so smart during the Middle Ages. He's got a people that are preserved as mystery doctrine. But how about the Danans and his twin brother? See, Dan, interesting character. And how do we have the Tuatha, or tribe of Dan, the Tuatha De Danann in Ireland? I want to teach on Genesis, but I want to put Genesis in the backdrop of the total frame that will let us appreciate God's ability to preserve the true record and to stay in control of everything. I'm a teacher of faith. I don't want to cram it down anybody's throat, but I'm tired of the church blinding people to truth. All truth will lead you to answers that only God can, or lead you to questions that only God can answer, or to answers that God's already given. What about, I'm boring you. You made me quit. You made me quit. Danis learns that his brother wishes, you're doing it again. Are you out there? You know, this is the only network in the world assumes it's the listeners of television, radio, got some brains.